Hello?
Hello?
My name is Faith. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio? Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your age?
We can skip that. Just know that I'm over 18.
Okay. Just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
6.
Thank you. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in November 7th, general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance?
Oh, I'll definitely vote.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say that this year's upcoming mayoral election for in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
About the same.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied, very satisfied. I don't know which one of those. Is there any in between? Because I don't really have a either or right now.
Okay. Satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied or very satisfied?
As far as the direction of the of Philadelphia is going right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. I can't answer that one either. I can't answer that.
That's okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? You can choose strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly.
Okay, I'll take that one. Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably getting worse.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been this year, or getting better? I'm sorry, getting better, lessening from what it has been?
If I can only go by me, I'll say it's about the same.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city service in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Thank you. How would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I can't really answer that. I don't really have any kind of interaction with them. So.
Okay. Some people feel that certain areas of the city get more or better city service than others. Thinking specifically about your area of Philadelphia, do you think that your area is getting more than its fair share, or less than other areas?
Yeah, fair share.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following did you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You can choose up to two. Addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, reforming the police department, and ending police harassment and racial profiling, addressing juvenile delinquency, addressing homelessness, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, create more quality, affordable housing, reducing violent crime in the city, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, rooting out corruption in the city government, fixing roads and repairing both roads, and reducing taxes or improving the city's K-12 public school system?
I would say juvenile delinquency and homelessness.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings. So when some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you feel neutral. You can use any number between 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Sherelle Parker.
No, I've never heard of them.
Okay. The Working Families Party.
Never heard of.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
60%.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Give him 70%.
Okay. Dwight Evans.
What?
Dwight Evans.
Oh, Dwight Evans? Oh, yeah. He's about 70%.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Josh Shapiro.
Oh, I like him. He gets a 90.
Oh, yeah.
David O.
Hello?
David O.
Oh, Dave, I know I've heard of him, but I'll say 50%.
Okay, and Jim Kenney.
Jim Kenney? He's somewhere around there. Say 55%.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's still a few ways away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O. or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
No, I don't know. I don't know right now.
Okay. Even though you say that you're undecided right now, but which candidate would you lean towards? Sherelle or Sherelle Parker?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Thank you, and thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. For each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a 0 if you do not think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all, 5 if you think it somewhat applies, and 10 if you think that it completely applies to Sherelle Parker. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Has the right approach for policing and fighting crime?
I really don't know which one it applies and what percentage it applies to either one.
To Sherelle Parker? Well, do you think it applies to her from a 0 to 10, where 0 means does not apply at all, somewhat applies is a 5, and completely applies to Cheryl Parker is a 10. We're talking about Cheryl Parker.
I have to say 0 because I really don't know the person.
You don't know? Okay. What about put what's right above partisan politics?
If all of these questions are for Cheryl Parker,
yeah.
I'd have to give a 0 because I don't know the person. I couldn't change my answer.
Okay. Now, we'd like to ask you opinions about some of the policies that Cheryl Parker says she wants to enact if she was elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed. Making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visible high and incapacitated in public or on SEFTA. You strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This would also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about childcare for their school-age kids. Support or opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And last one is making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods.
Prostitution in residential neighborhoods?
Yeah.
Arrest, making arrests?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'll say somewhat so I know more facts about it.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that others given.
Can I ask you how much longer is this going to take? Because I really got to go and do something.
Okay. Only 5 minutes more.
That's a lot of minutes. Make it less.
Okay. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming elections for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 is not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Cheryl Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as a mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. How convincing.
Anywhere between 0 and 10, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Five.
Okay. The last one is this November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year of 1691, have been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Cheryl Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Cheryl Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who has born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live a paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She'll be a new voice, fighting for a change in a city that needs it. How convincing.
Five.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you one more time. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is not, you're not motivated at all, and 10 that you're extremely motivated.
I think I said 6. I'm somewhat motivated, but it's just not really anything out there that's really encouraging to vote. I'm just going to vote anyhow.
Okay. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but it's the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican David O. or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
I can't answer that.
Okay. And the last three questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree? Master's.
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would just say somewhat conservative.
Okay. And that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.